644 1320 WILS. So if you're leading a company or leading a group and you think that you have influence, you may be surprised to discover how not influential you really are. Stacey Honke knows a lot about that. She's the author of Influence Redefined. She was named one of the National Speakers Association's top six under 40. Stacey, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. It's good to be here.
I mean, I have to ask you, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Honke. So I want you to think H-U-N-K-E-Y. Nothing the way it's written.
Gotcha. Honke.
There you go.
Okay. Well, what's the origin of that name? It's an interesting last name.
German. It doesn't get any more German than that.
Honke. Okay. Stacey Honke. And by the way, find her at StaceyHonkeInc.com. And is that like the most fun thing in the world? Because you spoke to thousands of people. Being a public speaker, do you just love doing that?
I do. You know, and a lot of it really is, I truly, truly believe in this whole concept of most people believe they're more influential than they're really not. And call it a mission, but there's a lot of passion that goes behind. I really want people to just be out there connecting and engaging with others when they speak, because I think we're starting to lose that. Hmm. I'm not sure if a lot of that is we hide behind technology. I hear a lot of people say to me, I'm so much more comfortable sending an email, or I'm so much more comfortable sending a text. I think to some degree we're losing that fine art of face-to-face, and my passion is to just give people the how-tos to make sure that when they speak, people, they want to listen to you, and as a result, they want to take action on what you're recommending.
Okay. Now, what's the secret to having people want to listen to you?
A lot of it is making sure that your body language is consistent with your message. I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate when maybe they're in a conversation one-on-one with someone, or they're at a corporate meeting, and they just glaze over because the person speaking, what they're saying is so incongruent. You know, a lot of it is lack of inflection in their voice. They're constantly looking away and talking to their notes or their phones. They're boring.
It almost sounds like you need to take some acting classes, really, if you're going to be good at this kind of thing.
You know what I think it is? You know, I think it's more about making sure that when you're communicating, and whatever that message is, there's just some feeling behind it. And maybe it's a matter of our listeners, just take a closer look. Just take a closer look of how your listeners experience you on a daily basis. And there may be a good chance that there's some polishing that can always be done no matter who you are.
We're talking to Stacey Honke. The book is Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be, Monday to Monday. So that means weekends too, Stacey?
And people kind of smile at that. Here's what I mean by that. You don't want anyone ever guessing who's going to show up. And in the book, per the title, I kick it off about what influence is and what it's not. And I think there's this misperception of people believe, all right, I'll turn it on when I need to turn it on. And I'll really practice the night before the big presentation. To me, it's not about that. It's really about what reputation do you want people to have of you? What do you want people saying behind your back? And the only way that that can be beneficial in your favor, meaning that people think you're trustworthy and you're credible, they have to feel that way all the time. There's nothing worse where you experience someone in person a certain way, and then you experience them a little different when they do a post via social media.
Okay. So you have to have integrity, essentially. Is that it?
I think that's a big part of it. I think trust sits right below the big word influence, because we all know that if people like you, they'll at least listen to you. But if they trust you, that's where they start buying into your ideas. And once trust is broken, good luck. That's a hard one to regain.
And how do you, now, when they are not familiar with you, how do you quickly build that trust feeling?
You know, we talk a lot about trust is through, and it sounds so common sense, but I wonder how many people really do it. It's looking people dead in the eye. Like, that's just hands down. Trust is built through what you do with your eyes before you even say a word. Now, if you're over the phone, I think this also applies to when you're in person, it's making sure you ask questions that dive into what they know, dive into what's important to them. And then number three, make sure that when you are in conversation with someone, it's not all about you, but you actually have interest in their interest and making sure that the conversation is worth their time.
And you're talking about this kind of one-on-one connection. How do you transfer that over when you're talking to thousands of people like you do?
Yeah, that's a fun one. You know, and this is a great way that I was coached years ago on how to relax and control your nervous energy. Mm-hmm. It's when you're in front of a group. I want you to imagine staying with one set of eyes or an area. You know, you're talking to 1,000 people. You're not going to be able to look them down in the eyes. But staying with one person or an area at a time for a full sentence or thought. And suddenly you break down this big audience of 100 plus, 1,000 people. Think of it as you're having a series of one-on-one conversations. The other thing that I always use, it's a great way to tweet this. It's an easy one to tweet if any of our listeners are tweeters. Mm-hmm. It's only speak when you see eyes. No eyes, no talk. And that's a great way to make sure that you're always connecting with people, that when you look away, you stop talking. I know my father was always really good about this. I could never lie to my dad when I was little. And parents can understand this. My daddy, he would look me and my sisters dead in the eyes, and he'd say, you know, look me in the eyes and tell me you didn't do it. And I could never lie to him. You know, we teach our children to look at people when they talk. Somewhere along the line, we start losing that skill.
Well, yeah, nowadays, so much communication has nothing to do with even talking, right? So I guess you can't transfer that to social media, some of these things. But, yeah. Are you a fan of social media?
I am everywhere on social media, but I think you have to do it right. And that's one thing that my followers will talk about. If they know me via social media and then they see me in person, they'll say, we can see the consistency there. I think social media, more than anything, I'm ultra sensitive of every character, every word, because now your reputation is built in, 40-some characters, and that's it?
Right.
You just have to be careful what you post.
It can easily be misinterpreted out there. Stacey Honke, did I get that right, Stacey? Tell me
you
one more time.
You got it right.
Stacey Honke, the book is Influence Redefined, Be the Leader You Were Meant to Be, Monday to Monday. Find her at Stacey Honke, HANKE.com. Stacey Honke, Inc.com. Stacey, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yep. Thanks for the opportunity. Yeah. Sending my best.
It was great to have you on WILS. So,